Only Good Neighbours, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Art Lessons by Geir Eid. No, I just thought you were horny, he said as he looked into my eyes. I had lied. We were talking about how I'd stopped in front of his drawing a while ago, and I had said I was fascinated by his use of light. The point was that he'd gone way beyond a natural rendition. A young assistant teacher can easily be thrown off, and my voice was probably a bit too husky. Not only had he given the model a pair of erect, blood-filled nipples on her plump breasts, but he'd drawn an open and inviting sex as well, and portrayed her as if she was about to give herself what she needed. I thought that he'd given the woman my traits rather than the model's, but I kept it to myself. It was a sensitive issue. After all, it could be just my subconscious, wishfully thinking that he'd chosen to draw me rather than the gorgeous woman on the pedestal. But I could see that he'd given her my plumper chest, and that her mouth and face had features more similar to my own curves than hers. And if he'd guessed that my sex was concealed by a more generous tuft of hair than the young model's, then he'd guessed correctly. Apart from these matters, that didn't have much to do with art, he was extremely gifted and experienced. I'd seen his throbbing hard-on in his trousers when I stood next to him and pressed my hip against his shoulder. And he wasn't shy either, because he didn't draw back. Instead, he grabbed my hand and used it to point to the drawing as we discussed it, as if he were checking my temperature. So now he had come up to my studio, up in the attic of the school, and if he had found his release in the meantime, he was nonetheless erect and ready again. He wanted to know whether I was bisexual, but I told him that he still had a lot to learn as a painter before he could give his attention to this sort of thing. The truth was that it was him, rather than the picture or the model, that got my juices flowing. I felt somewhat naughty and self-centred as I asked him if he'd allowed himself to do some imagining and guessing, since he hadn't painted the model the way she was sitting. He was silent for a second, but his eyes were not. I paint what I have inside, he said, so I guess I'm not guessing. His eyes didn't budge from my breasts. They weren't exactly visible through my tank top, but it was still low-cut enough to draw the attention of all these simple-minded guys. I pulled him close and kissed him warmly, and he slid a hand underneath my top to place it firmly on my lower back. I didn't take my time. I kneeled down right away and pulled out his cock. It was a thick, almost downcast proboscis, slightly wet on the tip, still soft, but blood-filled and large. He carried me over to the sofa, and his gorgeous rod soon became stiff and ready with just a few helpful strokes. The promising painter pushed his long cock inside me, letting it gently tear me apart with slow, dragging movements. He was panting and thrusting furiously, but he had excellent control and took notice of what I seemed to like best.